make some cash to either resign yourself or Darrell. How does that make you feel as a player and a person? Is there kind of a conflict there?
I think a lot of that stuff is kind of out of our control. I try not to worry about things like that because you don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know any of that stuff that goes on in the front office, and I can't really do anything about it.
Do you like to, would you like to keep it that way? I mean, you know, I play the game and worry about the finances.
I mean,
worry about that.
You have to. I mean, we're just players here. We go out there, we play on Sunday. We don't make those kind of decisions.
How long does it take to get the human element away from everything? Because, you know, this is someone you've kind of been with.
You don't. As players, you don't. We came in here, we shocked. You know what I mean? You're in here. We're friends. We're like a family in here. So I don't think that human element for us ever goes away. You know what I mean? You got great relationships that go on in here in the locker room. And, you know what I mean, you remain friends with people. There'll always be someone you could call, text, and all those different things. But I know for myself it's hard. You can't erase that human element.
So then how do you turn the page so quickly? Because it's the next day. You gotta move on to Thursday. You got to move on to regular season.
I think just like you guys, you wake up in the morning, you go to work, and you got to do your job. That's what, you know, the team's counting on that, the different players in this locker room. We all understand that. And, you know what I mean, whether it's a guy being traded or released, when they were here, they understood that too, that, you know, you had to go on and do your job the next day to benefit the rest of the team and everyone else that's putting in the work to play here.
How would you characterize Devin's toughness and his leadership? Are they separate, joined together? How would you characterize those two qualities?
He's the type of guy that you don't know if you'll get that type of teammate ever again. You know, he's a tough guy. You know, the different injuries he's played through, being out there every snap, every chance he could get. When I got here, he wasn't here at first. He was holding out. He missed the first couple games, and he came back, and you could see the difference up front of how everybody played. He went to the Pro Bowl really on a half a year. I think that just spoke volumes of a guy that comes out, and you just see his leadership stand out as soon as he stepped back on the field. And since I've been here, he's been the type of guy you look up to, and I'm a defensive back. And, you know, that's watching the offensive lineman. So Tampa's going to get one hell of a player and a guy.